As someone who grew up in a house filled with politics and history, thought it's more than an ordom of their own and you. And especially, I'm the only representative, the only Shannon representative from Sligo and Leitrim. So I want to congratulate everyone else that ran and everyone else that is here elected today. And thank you to my Labour Party colleagues for believing in me. Thank you to the Irish Congress of Trade Union for nominating me. And my comrades in Sligo, Leitrim, Labour Party and South Donegal for supporting me. And for the people of Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal, because without their support and without them for voting for me and belief in me, I would never have been elected here. I would never have the opportunity to be elected here. I want to particularly thank my husband, Connor, my three children, Sarah, Tom and Saul. And also Mahish Mahori, Sean Augustrice O'Callaghan, Cashlon Alakdi Rodna Boundon. I also want, I suppose, David instilled an interest in politics in me and my family since we've been a young age. And I also just want to say, I can add this to the Cavan connection, my in-laws in Coutain and County Cavan as well. So as a representative of a rural constituency, we face very similar issues to what you face here in urban areas. We face lack of housing, inadequate transport infrastructure, low pay and under-resourcing in local authorities. But despite this, I think that we as an area often get overlooked in our areas in the northwest and west and midlands because we've got issues that are particular to our area. And this is why I want to be representative. I've recently been appointed spokesperson for the Labour Party, which I'm very proud to have been, in rural and community development and in the Gaeltacht to represent the Muintir, Osna Gaeltacht, Ogsna, on and on. I will represent people well in this area because I think for years we've had a non-existent train service in the northwest and west. There's an overforestation of Sicta spruce in Leitrim, and also the 100% where people are living in crumbling houses all across from Mayo, Sligo, and Donegal. And we're looking for 100% redress. So, as a recently appointed spokesperson also for workers' rights, and as a proud trade unionist, and as a youth worker all my life, I will be a very strong advocate for people that are fighting within Section 39, Section 58, and low-pay workers, and for the very vulnerable people that they represent in essential frontline services across areas of youth work, addiction, healthcare, disability. Ags mar sin, I take Tommy Aguirre, Gobr Lachéile. I'm here, I would treat this house as, I think we can bring about massive change in this house and the respect that we can give to this house. And I want to be working with each other, I suppose, that we can constructively make sure that the Northwest, the Midlands and the West stays on the map. Gormila Margaret.